And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
It just stands to reason that if you leave tons of coal ash to sit in giant ponds or pits close to rivers or lakes, that at some point natural forces are going to come along and cause leaks or spills into the nearby waters. The latest worrisome confirmation of this reality occurred recently when the North Carolina Waterkeeper Alliance announced results from the Neuse River showing dangerous levels of chemicals associated with coal ash. The samples were collected from areas near inactive coal ash basins owned by Duke Energy that were flooded during Hurricane Florence and found problematic levels of arsenic, strontium, vanadium, and hexavalent chromium. As it has in the past, Duke contested the results and claimed that environmental groups are pursuing a, quote, extreme agenda to excavate all coal ash basins. Here's the truth. Whether it's extreme or not, fully excavating North Carolina's many coal ash ponds and disposing of the ash safely makes good sense. It's being done in other states, including South Carolina, and if we don't, it's just a matter of time till the next storm comes along and washes more dangerous chemicals into our water supply. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.